Well, we made it back somehow, because for some reason we couldn't get an episode up for almost 2 weeks almost. Because we're incompetent. But we're back. Welcome to Generation Remastered. I'm your host, Nate. With me, as always, is Ricky.
Yo.
And Jake.
Yo.
And E3's over. You'll never get to know what we thought of Sony, Nintendo,
and Ubisoft. I hate them all.
Yeah, E3 was very, it was alright. It was alright. Just leave
it at that. It was fine.
It was okay.
Nothing amazing happened at E3 this year.
It was the most average, mediocre E3 I've ever seen in my life.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you can thank Red Dead Redemption for that, I think. Because everyone's so afraid of Red Dead Redemption, they're just like, nah, my game's not coming out this year.
February.
It's coming out on February 22nd, motherfucker.
Rockstar should really move their game to February 22nd.
Just to troll them.
Just to see what happens.
Just to troll them.
Just to fuck with people, yeah. They won't. Rockstar runs this bitch just like that Beyonce song. Who runs the world? Rockstar.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a deep cut. So we've been away for a few weeks. We've been playing video games. I think we have. I took a week off actually from video games and watched two television shows. But it's been 2 weeks, so I have been playing games. I recently played some demos, which led to me making some purchases. I played the Sushi Striker demo, which is called Sushi Striker: Way of the Sushido. It's a Switch exclusive, I think. I think it's actually on 3DS as well. So it's basically like, remember phone puzzle games before everything was free to play and had dumbass microtransaction bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's kind of like that. Like it's like one of those things where like you have a grid, but it's a constantly moving grid. And there's like different colored plates with sushi on them, and you have to like match them. It's kind of like Puzzle Fighter in a way, where it's like battle puzzling too. Like you're filling up a meter to like have your little sprites do like extra damage, or have like healing properties or different things like that. It's like it's totally a puzzle game, but it's pretty fun. Like it's a little battle puzzler, and it's not full price. It was only like I think 30 or 40 bucks, which is cool. And it's actually pretty fun. Like, the story's weird. It's about this world where, like, sushi is outlawed.
No.
And because sushi is outlawed, like, people fight over it. Like, and they
sounds,
do, like...
This sounds realistic.
It's very realistic. And, I don't know, like, it's just sort of random. All the cutscenes are done in, like, they look like anime. Like, legit, like, anime. So, it's actually really cool. I've been playing that a little bit. I also played the Octopath Traveler Prologue demo.
Here, like
it's so good. It's like Persona, like the combat wise and like the talking and stuff. Like it's interesting. The dog is. It's like interesting, and the characters are like actually like they actually talk, and like the art style is like this weird like 2D pixelated thing, and it just looks really good. I mean, for a Switch game, and like basically the way the game starts is you choose from like one of eight people, and like it's like a warrior or like a dancer or like whatever, and you see their little origin story, and then you like leave to go solve that character's story, and as you go you meet all the other eight characters to create your party, but you know where they all are at the start, which is kind of cool. And then the combat is like turn-based combat, but you have this little like meter, and every time you do a turn you gain this little like it's like a little bar. It's a little circle on your bar, but you fill the bar, and as you fill up the bar, you get these circles. Well, if you use the circle, you don't get one that turn, but it gives you, so you do double damage, so your attack would hit twice. And then if you fill the bar with like all the way it's like if you fill it all the way, you can do like a max attack, which is like you'll hit as many times. And I'm pretty sure it's like it's four or five is the full bar. Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah, it's really
why
cool.
Did you just say it was like a Limit Break? You asshole.
I couldn't think of the words.
Words.
God damn it.
What are words?
I was struggling to find my words, okay? But it's like a Limit Break. It's just really cool, and it's like it kind of adds like a little bit to the combat. And I just like the art style and just everything about it is charming. I'm actually pretty excited for that to come out. And like, I haven't played a real Japanese RPG since Persona 5. And Persona 5 is my favorite JRPG of all time. Not that I've played a shitload of them. I played like Pokemon and Final Fantasy, and that's it.
I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly. And then Mario Tennis came out.
Bloodborne's a JRPG, so.
Technically. Mario Tennis came out, and I played through that story mode. It's basically just a tennis game, but with Mario. Like, it has, like, weird special attacks.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I mean, the story mode has, like, some cheap shit to it, but I actually found it pretty enjoyable. There were a few matches that were, like, really frustrating, like this weird rally challenge they have, like, that took me, like, almost an hour to beat, where you're supposed to just rally the ball back and forth, like, enough times to, like, multiply your score to a certain amount. But the problem I was having was the opponent AI would, like, just do cheap shit and make it really hard to rally back. But then, like, the boss fights parts of the story mode are pretty cool. I mean, it feels good. Like, it runs well. It looks good. It's totally that game. It's just another Mario Tennis game. Mm-hmm. But there's a cool little single-player element to it, and it's pretty focused on online play, which is cool. So I'm hoping Jake will pick it up and we can play, because he's the only one who knows the Switch besides you, me. And then finally, I've been reading about this game because I get bored at work and I like to like look up weird shit, like new games and stuff. And I started reading about this game called Earthfall. And Earthfall is like, it looked just like Left 4 Dead. And so I was like, well, I wonder, like, it doesn't come out till July 13th, but I want to try it. And well, it turns out it's on early access on Steam, and Steam does free refunds. So I thought I'd check it out. And it's basically, like, the short gist of it is it's Left 4 Dead, but with more gun variety. Like, you can put up barricades. Like, there's a lot more to it, and there's a lot more levels. But it has the Left 4 Dead thing where, like, they're super, like, alien. But it's aliens also. It's not zombies. Sorry for saying that. It's aliens. So, like, there's, like, there'll be, like, the brute alien, or there'll be the one that, like, grabs you and runs away with you, or the one that hops on top of you and starts doing damage. But it's just, it feels like Left 4 Dead, but, it, like, for a new generation, if they were going to make a Left 4 Dead 3, I just feel like this is what it would be. Obviously it would have zombies instead of aliens still, but and it comes to consoles. So if you're looking for like a Left 4 Dead type experience, this thing looks really cool. And for you Fortniters out there, it has weird barricade barricades that you can put up if you really love building. It's not really like building like Fortnite. I decided to make a Fortnite joke because it's just like barricades that you can put up, and there's usually like four of them you can put up in a general like area you're supposed to defend or something like that. And there's traps and, you know, healing, all that shit. It's just fun. Like, this, the guns were fun to play with. There's a lot of different guns. There's super gun, like there's like flamethrowers and machine guns and turrets, and there's a lot to it. And then there also is some cool version, like some cool like special like aliens that actually aren't like exactly like Left 4 Dead. There's one that shields itself, and you have to shoot it to get rid of the shields and do damage. But then after a little while, it teleports again. The shields come back up. It's like different things like that. It's totally just a Left 4 Dead like, I guess, if that's a phrase. But there is no battle royale, no versus mode. It's just a four player co-op game. It seems really cool. It's $30. Comes out on July 13th, and I'm actually really looking forward to it after playing it on Steam for a little bit and just checking it out. So if you're looking for Left 4 Dead, like, that game's definitely
worth it. No battle royale, no buy to royale.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jake, what have you been playing?
So I got a Switch with Mario Kart because I love me some Mario Kart. So that's been pretty fun. I mean, it's just Mario Kart that was on the Wii U, just enhanced a little bit. So if you like Mario Kart, it's just more Mario Kart for you. I'm playing Onrush a lot with you.
God, I love that game.
Really good and really fun, and it's very underrated. Ricky, you need to buy Onrush.
I'll get it.
You bitch.
I'll get it.
Better fucking buy it.
Buy it for me.
They should really make it, I really feel like they should make it free to play and throw out a battle royale mode. Maybe some building.
No.
No, please no.
God, no.
God.
That's the one thing about Fortnite I don't like is the building.
And then I played Vampire for a little bit. That game, to me, feels like a launch title. Like that, I feel like if that game had been a launch title for the PS4 or Xbox One, people would have been like, oh man, this game's sick. But like, we're nearing the end of the generation. We got a few more years left. And the game just feels outdated visually. It feels outdated mechanically. There's a lot of dialogue, so that's good for an RPG, but it never feels like any of the characters are saying anything worthwhile. Like, I don't give a shit about what any of the characters have to say, and I don't even want to rush through it because the combat is so clunky and bad that it's not a fun experience. It's like the developer took what they saw in like Witcher 3 and all these other great third-person action games like Infamous or God of War, and then we're like, hey, how can we fuck this up in the most amateur way possible? And then made a game.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's about what I played when I tried that game a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not good. Don't buy it.
Don't buy
two thumbs down from Jake.
In. Trade it in again.
I wish I had two more hands so I could give that four thumbs down.
You can use your toes.
All right, Ricky, you've been playing a shitload of video games, more so than any of us
lately.
So let's hear, what have you been playing?
So I finally beat a game. Did I mention that last time? No, I don't remember. Well, I actually beat God of War, amazingly. I loved it. I loved that game. That was quite an experience.
Told you. Fucking told you.
Yeah, man. The beginning of it...
Easily the game of the year.
I would agree with that. The beginning of it was a little slow. The combat, I couldn't get into it. That's what really stopped me. Until I got to a certain part that you guys were hinting.
Yeah.
That's when it started picking up. And I was like, oh my god, this game is fucking dope. Yes, so yeah, definitely highly recommend that game. One of the best, if not the best, sounding game.
It's so good. It's such a good game.
I've been playing a little bit more Assassin's Creed, which I'm still liking. I know, Nate, you don't like the combat, but you know, I don't think it's terrible. But yes, if they did include a parry system, which they're going to, and then they won, it would be a lot better. But
Odyssey has one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to being a Spartan.
Odyssey looks good.
That would be great.
Odyssey looks very good.
Looks very good. I can't wait for that. I played a little bit of the Crew 2 beta. I don't like it.
Oh, you did your homework. Good job.
I don't like it. The physics?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not great. It's pretty. It runs well. But it just doesn't play very well to me. I don't know. Something about it.
Yeah. It's because it's a bad video game.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good idea. But a bad video game.
Poorly executed. I mean, they've got a good vision. I really want them to be like the next like test drive Unlimited or whatever like we had back in the day with the original Xbox 360. But no, it's not a good game. And then I actually got a good deal because of you. Nate told me about the EA Access being $25 on Newegg. So I tried a few older EA games, one of them being Need for Speed Payback. We got this edition because that's all I ever hear, that damn game. The game's not bad. It's actually a decent racing game so far. I'm enjoying it.
I'm going to try that as soon as we finish this show, actually.
It's not a bad game. I actually don't like it. That's basically it.
That's it?
That's it for now.
Well, real quick, I just wanted to do a real quick recap of... of the press conferences we didn't do anything on. I don't want to talk a lot about them. I just want to do a quick recap of Sony, Ubisoft, Nintendo, if that's cool with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, and Bethesda.
And Bethesda.
Oh, God.
This is going to be the quickest recap you've ever heard. It's just because we missed out the week we wanted to talk about it. Actually, we actually have a little bit of time today that we can probably talk about it. So, Sony, Bethesda was the night after Microsoft. They showed Rage 2 gameplay. They announced every game they're ever going to make, it seems like.
And GWK.
They announced Doom 2. They announced a pseudo sequel to Wolfenstein 2, where you play as his BJ Blazkowicz's daughters, twin daughters.
It's going to be terrible.
You think so?
Yeah, but the problem I have with Wolfenstein is that, okay, the first New Order takes place in like the 40s and 50s, right? And then
two is in the 60s, isn't it? 60s and 70s?
No, the second one takes place in the 60s and 70s. Okay. So, well, it takes place in the 60s. Second one takes place in the 60s. So then 20 years pass, and this third one takes place in the 80s. And literally, the Nazis are still like at the height of their power. So, like, nothing you've done in the first two games did fucking anything. It was completely frustrating with and utterly pointless.
With the end of Wolfenstein 2, it was supposed to be, like, you were starting, like, a revolution, basically.
Yeah, but then, like, 20 years have passed and nothing's changed.
Yeah.
To the point that BJ's daughters have to go fight the fucking revolution because literally nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Or not enough has changed. Like, it just feels
It was a weird announcement.
Dumb.
Like, it was a weird announcement.
It was a very weird announcement. I don't think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be the Fear 3 of the series.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So then they showed some 76. They showed what it is. 76 is basically an online, basically like Elder Scrolls Online, but Fallout with your friends, kind of like a survival game in a way.
Nuke everyone.
It's Fallout Online.
It's Fallout Online. And then they announced Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield, which they just subtitled screens for.
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Just
and
titles.
Then Ubisoft was the next day. They showed Beyond Good and Evil 2, which looks starting to look pretty cool, actually.
Space Pirate Sim.
Yeah, it's still ways, ways, ways away. They showed Skull and Bones. Again, which seems like it's going to be the good pirate game as opposed to the bad pirate game, which is called Sea of Thieves. They also showed another Division 2 trailer that didn't come across very well. Was there anything else they announced? No. It was Odyssey,
mm-hmm.
which is the new Assassin's Creed game coming out this year.
Looks good.
Looks like they're fixing all of the problems a lot of people have with Origins.
It looks like GTA Greece.
Oh, God.
it honestly looks like a Assassin's Creed Witcher game, and I think that's what Origins was going for, but they ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's that. Then Sony was the next night. They showed a big, long gameplay demo of The Last of Us Part II, which looks absolutely stunning. It might be one of the greatest animated games I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their animation tech is really good over there.
Then they showed The Ghost of Tsushima, which looks phenomenal. It's an open-world samurai game. They showed a side quest in this demo, which was crazy. Because
it looked like a story quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was that game. And they also announced that this is going to have Japanese voiceover, which is really cool because it's like a very, very traditional Japanese samurai game. Like no supernatural elements, which is sort of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a gameplay demo for Death Stranding, which I still don't know what the fuck it is.
Nobody does. That's the point.
It's a walking simulator, as far as I can tell. As far as I can tell, it's a fucking Amazon drone simulator.
Climbing.
That game must still be like forever away. Because that didn't look like it was ready at all. And then they showed what will probably be the runner-up or third runner-up for Game of the Year, Spider-Man. A PS4 exclusive Spider-Man game, which everything I've seen from that game just looks fucking phenomenal. Like,
yeah, that's really good.
They showed another Kingdom Hearts trailer. They also revealed a new game from the guys who made Quantum Break, which is now a multi-platform game called Control. And they also showed a Resident Evil 2 remake, which looked pretty gorgeous if you like Resident Evil.
Both of them looked pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool press conference, a little bit weird some of the way they did stuff. Like, they had people in the Last of Us demo was in a separate room than the rest of them, and so they had to take a break to move people, which I don't think was a good idea in the end, but it was a cool attempt.
Apparently from what I heard, they were supposed to do that for each of the games.
Yeah, they were.
Like, the next one was supposed to be, like, Ghost of Tsushima themed, and then the next one was supposed to be, but, like, it took so long to get them from the Last of Us room into the next one, and people were getting so pissed off at home and on stream that they just decided not to do it.
Yep. The pacing was really bad.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. It was cool to see gameplay. That was the best part about that conference, seeing gameplay. And then the final press conference was Nintendo. Nintendo showed Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is apparently a Super Smash Bros. Game for the Switch that has every character that's ever been a Super Smash game, plus Splatoon that's character and Ridley.
Mm-hmm. Red light!
So that's your quick E3 recap. And now we're going to get into something we're going to do every year. It's the first annual developer draft. So we're going to live draft our own developers. Jake's going to explain how it's all going to work.
Right. Okay. So here are the rules. Each player takes turns drafting one studio in the game industry. Major publishers cannot be picked, only developers under those publishers. And no developer can be picked if it includes its publisher's name. So, for example, you could take Treyarch, even though they only make Call of Duty and they're owned by Activision, but you couldn't take Sony Santa Monica because it's got Sony in the name. After choosing six developers each, the draft ends. Every year before the redraft, you can choose one of your six studios as a keeper. The goal is to build the best stable of developers for that year, taking into account games release coming, past records, hype being generated, and post-launch support. You do not benefit directly based on past success. So if you draft Epic Games, you don't get all the points that Fortnite would have already accrued, but you do benefit or have the negatives of anything that happens after you draft it.
And then keep in mind, this is only for the year.
Yeah.
So if you draft CD Projekt Red, you might not get any points for the game actually coming out because Cyberpunk might not come out for 2 years. But exactly. It might be good to have for some of the good press, or maybe if they release a gameplay demo later this year, like that kind of stuff.
Or to make sure that you get to keep them as your keeper.
You get one keeper each year.
Next year. So there's some strategy involved here.
So I'm going to read off the developers.
There's a ton of developers. I think it's going to take a while to read them off, but we have a list here.
I'm just going to read them off real quick. 343 Industries, 4A Games, Arc System Works, Arcane Studios, ArenaNet, Atlus, Avalanche Studios, BioWare, Blizzard, Bohemia Interactive, Bungie, Cavia, CCP Games, CDPR, which is The Witcher, Compulsion Games, Creative Assembly, Crystal Dynamics, Digital Extremes, DICE, Double Fine, Double Helix, Ensemble Studios, Epic Games, Facepunch Studios, Firaxis, From Software, Game Freak, Gearbox, Guerrilla, HAL Labs, id Software, Infinity Ward, Insomniac, Intelligent Systems, IO Interactive, Irrational Games, Machine Games, Massive Entertainment, Maxis, Media Molecule, Mojang, Monolith, Monolith Soft, Naughty Dog, NetherRealm, Ninja Theory, Obsidian Entertainment, Overkill Software, Playground Games, Platinum Games, PopCap Games, Quantum Dream, Rare, Red Lynx, Relic, Remedy, Respawn, Retro, Riot, Rockstar, Rocksteady, Sledgehammer, Sonic Team, Sucker Punch, Team Ico, Team Ninja, Techland, Telltale, Treyarch, Tripwire, Turn 10, Visual Concepts, and Volition. Those are all the developers we're going to have a chance to choose from here. So how have we done the order? Who's going first?
We haven't decided the order yet.
He's going that usual order.
I'm going to put it into a live randomizer.
Okay, that works too.
We're sitting here on the podcast, I'm going to put it into a live randomizer. And me and Jake came up with this idea the other night when we were sitting around playing Onrush, because that seems to be what we do, is play a shitload of Onrush all the time in our free times, because that game is so good. And if you haven't bought Onrush, what is you doing? You need to buy Onrush. It's great. I'm making an ad for this game, free but it's blood, that good. All right, the randomizer has come out, and it'll be Ricky, me, Jake.
All right, Ricky.
Okay.
So you're first.
You're first overall.
Insomniac Games.
All right. Ricky takes Insomniac Games. I'm going to take Rockstar.
You son of a
good one. Good one.
You missed out on the number one overall pick, Ricky.
You're right.
Ugh. That's rough.
You're right.
I was definitely gonna go with Rockstar.
Magic.
Shit. Okay. The big hitter coming out.
You want to look at big releases for the rest of the year while you're sitting here doing this, because your goal is to get the biggest companies for games for the next year.
Yeah. I kind of want to pick DICE because I'm sure Battlefield's going to sell decently, yes, but it's going to have so much drama around it.
And so is BioWare. That's kind of my thoughts, too. I've been thinking about it. BioWare,
Anthem is going to hurt. Shit, you know, I think I'm going to go with the sure thing, Playground Games.
Ah, you punk.
Playground Games.
That's a good one.
And so the third...
I know Forza's going to be good.
You know that for a fact. Yeah, I agree.
So, Jake, you get to pick twice because it would be a snake draft in a way.
And then I'm going to go ahead and take IO Interactive.
For Hitman.
Yeah. The last Hitman was really good.
So Insomniac is off the board. Bungie's still on the board for Destiny 2 Forsaken. Who should I take here?
I'm
next, yeah. I'm going to take DICE.
Ooh, risque.
Okay. Risky I like it. Pick.
I like it.
All right, Ricky, you picked twice here.
Okay, let's see what is coming out this year. I'm going to have to go with... who's making We Happy Few? Compulsion Games.
Compulsion Games.
I'll take a risk on them. That may be good or may be really bad.
It may suck, yeah.
It may suck, we'll see.
And what's your second pick?
And my second pick would have to be... let's go with... Rockstar.
So I read the whole... That's why the only reason why I read that dumbass long list of developers so you could each hear them once. To be fair, you know?
That is fair. I agree. Let's go with Techland.
So, Dying Light 2. Interesting. So, keep in mind, we're redrafting at the end of next E3. Mm-hmm. And you get to keep one person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Who do I want to go here? I'm trying to think what actually comes out this year.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to go in my head.
It's kind of hard because, like, a lot of the stuff next year, like, doesn't really have a release date.
Exactly.
I'm going to take a risk here. And I'm going to go with Treyarch.
Whoa.
Because Call of Duty is going to sell like hotcakes no matter what.
It will.
So now I got my back-to-back pick.
Yes, you're
all ready for this one.
Back-to-back again.
Y'all ready for this one? I'm going to start off by taking Blizzard.
For World of Warcraft, smart.
They've got a World of Warcraft expansion
smart.
Coming.
Yeah.
And there's rumors that there's Warcraft 4 and Diablo 4 coming.
Good stuff.
And then I'm going to take From Software.
Company with no games coming out. Interesting.
Okay.
They've got...
Sekiro will not be out before next E3.
No, but they have Shadows Die Twice.
It's Sekiro. It's not coming out before E3.
That's not coming out. Yeah.
Is it really not coming out?
No.
Don't they have another game coming out this fall?
No.
Nope.
Just Dark Souls Remaster is the only game that they're launching.
I'm keeping
them. All right. Do I want to go BioWare?
No.
God.
No.
Probably.
This is really tough. I could go the Pokemon Go people. Isn't there a Pokemon game coming out this year?
Yeah, it's two of them technically, yes. And then the third one coming out next year.
Who's technically making game that Freak. Pokemon Go game? The Let's game Go
Freak.
Eevee.
I think Game Freak.
Yeah, all three games are made by Game Freak.
That's gonna sell because it's Pokemon, so I'm gonna take Game Freak.
That's a good song.
Good solid pick right there.
So we're at four each. We get six. So
Ricky, you get two now.
Okay. Actually, yeah.
All right. Let's see. So I get to pick two. I'm gonna go with Team Ninja because I'm hearing a lot of good things about the new DOA.
Interesting.
And nice. Let's go with. I'm gonna go out on a limb with this one because I know you hate this game, but they're gonna be putting a lot of content into this game because of all the complaints. I'm gonna go with Rare.
Rare.
Oh, wow. That's a weird
risky
one.
Risky pick.
Really bad or really good, depending on how much content they really are going to push out of this game. We'll see.
All right. I'm going to take Bungie.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Because Destiny is going to sell no matter what. I've got the three biggest shooter franchises. I got Destiny, Battlefield, and COD. And I have Red Dead.
I'm gonna start off picking Epic Games.
For Fortnite? Yeah. I think Fortnite's got some controversy coming its way here soon, so that's why I stayed away from it.
Well, or, you know, it could continue being super popular and really benefit me.
Okay. True.
Okay.
Let's see here. Who else? I've got From Software.
It's crazy. If we were doing this for the long game, like, this list would be a lot different because Rockstar puts out one game every 10 years, it feels like.
Yeah.
And Naughty Dog would be, like, a number one pick because they're the best.
Yeah.
And we're staying away because we don't even know if Last of Us 2 is next year or not.
Nope. They're going to take their time on that game. That game's going to be a masterpiece.
You can take him as a keeper, though.
That's true.
I think that game comes out next year.
I don't, unfortunately. I want it to come out next year, but I don't think it's coming out next year.
You know, I'm going to take Platinum Games.
Ooh, what's their next game? That Sony exclusive?
Well, they have Automata coming out for the Xbox One.
That does count. That counts.
Is that six for everyone? Or do we all have six?
That's my... No. You and Ricky still
get one more.
Okay. Me and Ricky each get one more.
Who goes next?
I do.
Okay.
Trying to think what's coming out the rest of the year. I'm gonna hate it myself if it fails. But there's just too much upside to picking this one. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go BioWare.
Nice. Yikes.
If Anthem sells well.
A sixth round flyer on BioWare.
Oof.
I'd rather have as many points over the course of the year as opposed to taking somebody just to keep them, because that was between BioWare and Naughty Dog.
I'd rather take the fucking Naughty Dog.
BioWare, Anthem's going to sell no matter what, though.
It will sell.
That's what they said about Andromeda.
Andromeda sold well. It was just a shit game.
It didn't sell well enough.
Yeah.
All right, last choice.
All right, Ricky.
Your last choice, Ricky.
I'm going to go with my favorite game of all time. I'm going to stick with 343 because I have faith that they're going to fix Master Chief Collection. Ooh. And I know some news is coming out with the new Halo Infinite series. So let's see what happens.
All right, Jake, read us off the teams.
All right, so my team consists of Playground Games, IO Interactive, Blizzard, From Software, Epic Games, and Platinum Games. Ricky's team consists of Insomniac Games, Compulsion Games, Techland, Team Ninja, Rare, and 343 Industries. Nate, your team consists of Rockstar, DICE, Treyarch, Game Freak,
if Sony had Rockstar, it's over. Then they had Rockstar, DICE, and Treyarch. Oh my god. That would be so nasty. Oh my goodness. Yeah. We're going to find a way to update this most likely on...
Right, so we plan to keep track of this like every week, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll post them to Twitter.
It's like updates.
We'll post them to Twitter then.
Well, the scores will be updated
cool.
monthly.
I think that's it for us this week.
Going on in a week.
Hopefully we'll be back next week. Sometimes things change. I really want to get this thing up every week as often as possible. There'll be a few weeks where I won't be able to. 1 week where we'll be in Santa Clara altogether to see the San Francisco 49ers take on the Detroit Lions, which is a week in September. But besides that, we shouldn't be facing any weeks without an episode going forward. Ricky or Jake, what's the Twitter? You're supposed to know this already. What is it?
The Twitter
at Gen Remaster. You want to follow us on Twitter, go ahead and do there. We have a Facebook group now.
I merged
a Facebook group with another Facebook group, so there's more people. If you want to go somewhere just to talk about video games and bullshit, talk about how much you love Fortnite and you fucking, I don't know, whatever, fucking Fortnite. I don't know the address of the Facebook. How do I find the address of the Facebook? I'll post the link to the Facebook in the comments of this post of the podcast. I feel stupid, but whatever. It's fine. Live podcast. Besides that, we'll see you next week with more. The one thing I'm going to have a problem with is there's not a lot of news for games for the next 2 months. We'll figure shit out. We'll keep playing video games. Me and Jake are gonna keep playing Onrush. Hopefully Ricky buys it. Also, everyone listening, buy Onrush. Buy Onrush. Buy Onrush. Buy Onrush. Buy Onrush.